Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. I am EMC.org for Thursday, August 14th, 2008. The Israeli army invaded West Bank cities, shot 2 civilians and kidnapped 12 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the Hisha refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Eyewitnesses reported that a large Israeli army force entered the camp and began heavy shooting at random, injuring 2 civilians. The Israeli army took the 2 wounded civilians to an unknown destination. Also, troops searched and damaged a large number of houses, as well as kidnapping 5 more civilians and taking them to unknown destinations. The Israeli army invaded Nablus for the 3rd day in a row. They harassed a number of civilians and detained them while checking their ID cards. Military vehicles drove through the city's streets, detaining 4 civilians and taking them to unknown detention camps. In Tul Karem, Israeli military vehicles surrounded the city, erecting several military checkpoints on road crossings and village entrances. Israeli troops hindered the movement of civilians in the city. The Israeli army invaded Jenin, demolishing farmlands by uprooting olive trees and tilting over the earth. Troops also confiscated a private land of 6 dunams. In addition, 2 Israeli military bulldozers and 2 tanks invaded Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Troops patrolled the streets and searched and ransacked several houses. Israeli military vehicles shot live rounds at random, causing panicked evacuation by local Palestinian farmers. Continuing our daily news coverage, a group of Israeli settlers continued to attack West Bank city of Hebron. They attacked houses located near the Israeli settlement. Settlers threw stones and glass bottles at houses, causing the injury of Hassam Sifan, aged 35. Medical sources reported that he sustained slight head injuries. Israeli settlers have conducted continual daily attacks on civilians in Hebron for over a week. On a separate issue, the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has proposed to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas that the self-agreement the two sides are working on should include an agreement for Israel to take in Palestinian refugees as part of the family unification. Sources reported that Olmert proposed to Abbas that Israel absorb some 200,000 Palestinian refugees a year for 10 years, according to a formula to be determined in advance. Their absorption would depend on all other issues being resolved first, and on the Palestinians agreeing that there would not be a right of return to Israel and that most refugees would be absorbed in the future Palestinian state. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Rula Shahwan and Hussam Kassis.